with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do these things. Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or of human origin?" They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say to us, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." He himself said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord. We do not know, because they knew, or they are aware, how the crowds regard him. They refuse to speak the truth. Now we have two contrasting figures in the first reading and in the gospel. In the first reading, Balaam. Balaam was a pagan, if you like, a pagan prophet who was paid to curse. It was all about gloom and doom for him. His business, his job was to curse. But on this particular account, he saw the truth. He saw what God was doing. And he spoke the truth. He identified with the truth. And he made a prophecy about the coming king that would save the people. He saw the Israelites almost downcast. And rather than curse them, he saw God working in them and encouraged them. The prophecy that Balaam made, he never saw it happen, but it was true. It came to pass. It came to pass in the account of today's gospel. John had told them about the prophet, about the coming of Christ, the Messiah. And they believed John to be a prophet. Yet they came asking him, "What authority do you have?" The prophecy of Balaam, a pagan king, was being fulfilled. They knew it, yet they refused to acknowledge him. So today we pray that we who know the truth may not waver, may our faith not dwindle. Sometimes doubt sets in, like the gospel of yesterday. Was John doubtful? Most likely, he was in doubt. But then, when we doubt, when doubt arises in our heart, is it the doubt, the kind of doubt that seeks understanding? Or the kind of doubt that leads us to being obstinate? May the Lord continue to open our hearts we remain docile to what God is doing, to what God has done, to what God is doing, and to what God will do. Amen.